Life Audio.
Hi, friends. This is Bonnie Gray, your host for Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. I'm so excited to share today's show with you. It's wonderful we get a chance to just pause and take a deep breath to rest and refresh. We're going to be talking about how God makes beauty out of brokenness and to celebrate who God created you to be. There is something that has always stood out in my heart, is that God prepares experiences for us. He knows what we need. He knows each person so uniquely that He can send the right set of people into our lives or the right experiences to help us to come out of our shell and to shine His light through our lives. I'm Chinese American, and there is something that's really beautiful in the Chinese culture, which is Chinese lanterns. If you go to San Francisco Chinatown, where I was born, you'll see these beautiful Chinese lanterns that are strung up high. And I think it's a beautiful metaphor that each of our lives is like a beautiful silhouette where light shines through, like a pattern. Like a Chinese lantern has patterns. It's like a picture you see through the cutout on a Chinese lantern. During Chinese New Year, it's a time where we like to usher in the return of spring and newness. And Chinese people, they will hang elaborate lanterns to decorate their streets and homes. The art of paper cutting was developed during the Han Dynasty in the 4th century AD. After the Chinese official Kai Lun invented paper in 105 AD. So craftsmen would take the paper and create paper cutting art to decorate these lanterns with these intricate silhouettes. And as light is emitted from the lantern, the beautiful designs shine through. You and I are God's lantern. You know, Jesus said that you are the light of the world. And so we are like God's lantern. Each of us has stories, patterns shaped out by all the unique experiences in our lives that show a picture of how much God loves us, how much God loves you when His light shines through. And that includes stories that maybe the world would want to hide. The world likes to show an image of perfection, no messes, no imperfection, but God isn't that way. God is just so amazing. He's so loving. He's so kind. He is our shepherd. He is our safety. He is our home. And the way to tell that story is by using the hard things in our life, not that He causes them, but He enters into them with us, just like Jesus stepped into the boat when Peter and the disciples were in that storm in the middle of the sea, right? God steps into the storm with us. And that's how we show God's magnificent power, His power to love us unconditionally. Sometimes we think we need to have a resolution and things look pretty in a bow in order for us to have a testimony. But actually, that isn't true. The testimony is that God is in it with us, no matter what. That is a kind of peace that surpasses understanding. That's the kind of peace that brings us security, that even if the worst should happen, God is with me. There's a beautiful verse I love from Isaiah 26, 3. That is like my life verse. You will keep in perfect peace he whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. That perfect peace, if you look at the root word and double click on it, that word for perfect peace, shalom, is actually a very active verb. It's an active picture of peace. It means a knitting together. That peace is a knitting together, meaning we gather different parts of ourselves. God brings different parts of ourselves to come together, and that is wholeness, and that is peace. So all the different broken pieces of our lives, you know what? We don't have to hide them. We can bring them all out. There's a beautiful art called Kintsugi, and it's so beautiful. The artist takes the broken pieces of the pottery. And what's interesting about this pottery, this art, is that it doesn't try to hide the brokenness. It actually uses the brokenness. It accentuates the object's history with gold. So not to disguise or camouflage it, but to show that this is beautiful. The artist embraces flaws as a way of not only repairing the broken pottery, but transforms it into artwork. I write about this in my book, Sweet Like Jasmine, Finding Identity in a Culture of Loneliness. And I kind of share with you the lessons of faith that I had to learn as I went through the broken pieces of my story. We all have those missing pieces. I know growing up, the things that made me feel different, I just kind of tucked it away and I didn't want to accentuate it because, you know, I wanted to fit in. I wanted to belong. Not to say I was fake, but it's more like, well, the things that I think are hurtful to me or makes me different, I'll just put it in the background. I'd rather just kind of blend in. But what happens is as we go through life, as I went through life, I realized something was missing. And I wasn't maybe living the life that God created me to live. Maybe I was a little too much people pleasing, a little too much toiling, a little too much stress and anxiety, and all those little too muches became a lot. And I had to go on a search. So I want to share this book with you, Sweet Like Jasmine. And I want to take you on this journey to experience more of the power of being who God wants you to be and be freed up to blossom in that. So pick up a copy. And if you go to sweetlikejasmine.com, you can get a free audiobook for pre-ordering or a free journal. Well, let's talk about you and the light that God is shining in you. I have never picked peaches before. I've eaten lots of peaches, but I had not picked peaches from the tree. Have you? It might not seem such a big deal, but for somebody that's born in California, living near the fruit capital of the world, it's kind of embarrassing. But one day my friend Sally had retired to Brentwood. It's a town known for its fruit orchards. She mentioned that her daughter and grandkids were visiting to pick peaches. My favorite summer fruit, by the way. What's your favorite summer fruit? Well, I decided to take a dare. I said, hey, Sally, maybe Eric and the boys, maybe we can visit you and Mike sometime. Maybe we can go peach picking together. I said a lot of maybes. I tried to act casual, half serious, half joking. Sally replied, we would love to. What's a good day for you? And to my surprise, a date was set. Now, out in the orchard, I felt like a little girl again. We're picking peaches as big as snow globes off the tree. I was really surprised, though, when we got back to the house, to Sally's house. She said that we were going to make fresh peach cobblers. She took out a stock pot and started boiling water. And I thought that was so strange. Why was she boiling water? She started throwing our beloved peaches into the pot. It was so bizarre. Aren't we baking? I asked Sally. Why are we boiling peaches? My boys, Josh and Kayla, scrambled over to see, and Sally smiled. Let me show you. She rolled the floating peaches out with a ladle, then placed them in the sink under cool running water. The peaches steamed as she took a paring knife and began to lift the skin back from its golden flesh. Sally was peeling peaches. As I stood there watching Sally, my boys crowded in. Their eyes were wide as saucers, and water glistened over the peaches, turning in her hand, catching the sunlight glimmering. And I felt God whisper ever so gently to me, I love you, Bonnie. I love you, Josh and Caleb. I love you. And that whisper of love couldn't stop echoing. You see, because my kids, they don't have a grandma to show them how to make peach cobblers. But God knew that. God sent Sally on my path, someone who makes peach cobblers, probably she thinks it's just so ordinary. But to me and my kids, it was like God was showing a beautiful moment with them about making peach cobblers. Reason I tell you the story is because I am curious, what are the things in your life that maybe you hold as ordinary? And yet even in our brokenness, if you're going through a difficult time and things are just in disarray, God has still placed that treasure in you. You still have those beautiful things that you can share with someone else. That is how brokenness becomes beautiful, is that even in our weakness and in our imperfections, we can share beauty. We can share these moments where we can just take a break, come together, make a peach cobbler, do something that is just so simple, yet you have no idea how it's blessing. In this day and age, friend, it's very hard to have somebody to spend time with you, with me. So if you are able, even as we are struggling with our own stresses, anxiety, to take a break, whether that's for a morning or an afternoon or a weekend or whatever it may be, and just share with somebody, invite them over, invite them to be able to do something together outside, depending, you know, your comfort level with COVID and how things are going right now. Come alongside somebody and share with them something simple that may be for you, but I promise you that will be a gift to someone else. So this is interesting because the way God created us, when you do something that shares your joy, research shows that your joy multiplies. Research also shows that when we have relational connectedness, our heart health, our blood pressure, it all lowers if we spend time with someone, doing something with someone. That very act will be good for your body and good for your wellness. Isn't that amazing? God made us to be connected in community. And so even if you're not able to see somebody, you could drop off a care package. I know when I was going to get some tea at Target, and I noticed that my favorite peppermint tea, there was only one more tin can left, the kind that I like. And I just, for whatever reason, had somebody's name float on my heart. And I said, I'm just going to buy it. And I just made a trip. I also picked up some flowers on the way to checkout. And I just dropped them by her doorstep. She wasn't even there. But I just left it for her. And I texted her and said, hey, I left you something on your doorstep. I hope that it brings some cheer to your day. Guess what? It did so much for my heart. As I drove away and I finished that text, I had so much joy in my heart. And that day, no matter how crazy it got, I knew that when I laid my head on the bed, on the pillow that night, there was something I did that was good for my soul. I shared something with a friend that brought me peace, brought me joy. And in that case, it's something very simple, which was peppermint tea. But it just felt good. And it's not just an idea. In fact, all these things add to our wellness, enrich our lives. There's a scripture I really love, Isaiah 46:10. Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am He. I am He who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you. Wow, that's so beautiful. I love that picture of being carried by our loving shepherd. No matter how old we get, it says even if we had gray hairs, He is still the one who carries us. In the arms of Jesus, we are still the beloved child of God, and we are carried by our loving Savior. So what is it that carries you, even maybe for an hour? What is that thing that you can share with someone? I encourage you that there is beauty out of brokenness. We carry each other through the hard times, and especially in this day and age where everyone's so busy, it's such a gift and it really makes a difference. There is something that even as a mom, as I share with other parents that I meet, every little thing, it is a testimony. It shines the light. I started this episode by talking about how Chinese lanterns show a beautiful light. Well, I just want to encourage you. You shine a very specific light. Your silhouette, the paper cutting pattern of your life, that is going to shine through on someone else. And there's nobody else that can do it. And you are that breath of fresh air to someone you can give. And every little thing will nurture someone to know God through you. There's a verse I want to leave with you that is just so beautiful. And I just want to help remind you that you carry a light within you that we need. This world can be such a divisive place, so dark. But yet if we focus on the light, we can share that light. And so whatever that brings light into your life, we may have to go back and find it. Maybe we had it once and we just forgot it was there. The scriptures tell us that a flickering candle, a flickering wick, Jesus will not snuff out. He will protect it. Jesus says, people do not light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone. In the same way, let your light shine. From Matthew 5, verse 15 to 16, don't put your light under a bowl, friend. You need to put it up on a light stand. One soul care tip that I want to leave with you is to create space for you. And that means we need to take a digital break. You need to turn off your phone and your computer for 2 hours. Find that time, whether it's in the evening after dinner or maybe the afternoon after lunch. I want you to do this because this is proven. Research shows that social media is toxic. University of California researcher Sonia, now let me try to pronounce her name, Libermirsky, found that unhappy people spend hours comparing themselves to others and care about the results. And this is what happens when we scroll in social media. We will compare ourselves, not because we want to, but that's the way our brain works. When we look at something, the brain learns by comparing. That is just what the brain does. It compares two disparate objects and makes connections so we can understand things. That's just what happens. So the more time we spend on Facebook, research shows, and social media, the more people felt dissatisfied, depressed, and anxious. People avoid sharing negative feelings. Have you noticed? On social media. So what you see isn't real, but it's tweaked. So it will increase feelings of happiness and reduce anxiety when we choose real experiences. And that's a soul care tip. Choosing real experiences, turning off social media. Specifically, I would give you a specific challenge for 2 hours of the day. Rather than looking at social media, choose some real experiences. It will give people a feeling of vitality, quote unquote, feeling alive, and happiness enjoyed during the experience carried lasting benefits. Because once you recall the memory that you have, just like I shared that memory of Sally, it sparks more happy brain activity and then it elevates your mood. So not only do you get the boost from having the experience, you also get the boost when you recall that experience. That is what makes a rich life. That's why Jesus said, if you try to save your life, you will lose it. But if you try to lose your life, meaning, you know, get off where maybe social media is, okay, we can gain life. There is a vitality because that's where God is. God is where people are spending time encouraging each other, bearing up one another. And that is where Jesus is. Jesus says through God in scripture to encourage each other, bear each other up, right? So that's what we do. We practice the presence of God when we create new experiences together. Well, I hope that you have been so inspired by today's show. Please share this show with your friends, invite them to listen. I pour my heart out, pour all the lessons of faith that I've learned, things that have helped me on my own journey of healing from anxiety, depression, and panic attacks. All of those I'm not ashamed to talk about because God is in all these paths of healing. And because of it, I can share all these wonderful things that I've learned to restore calm and peace to our day, to our bodies, the way God made us, and His powerful word. My goodness, God's love is so deep. It's so boundless. His scriptures speak constantly new things to us through the Holy Spirit. So I am so happy that I get to spend this time. I feel so honored to be a part of your day. Thank you for spending this time together. I invite you to pick up my book, Sweet Like Jasmine, Finding Identity in a Culture of Loneliness. It took me 10 years to get this book published. I was told 10 years ago by publishers and agents, there is no market, commercial market for Asian American stories of faith. It is a true story. That is what I was told. And I was very discouraged, but I didn't give up. I wrote 2 books. In the meantime, I said, okay, God, if that door is closing, just like the Apostle Paul, you know, he went from place to place and doors closed and he just went to the next place that doors opened. I said, okay, God, that door's closed. Just keep opening doors. I'll walk through any door you open for me. And it's been a 10-year journey, and finally God opened this door to publish Sweet Like Jasmine. So I'm so excited. I'm so grateful to share the stories with you. Pick up a copy, go to sweetlikejasmine.com to learn more. And I know it will bless you because the stories in this book, they're a part of our humanity. It's part of our journey of faith with Jesus. To know that God loves us and there is goodness and beauty in the broken places. There is beauty in the broken places because that is where God is loving us. God loves you. God cherishes you. Just rest. Join me on Instagram at TheBonnieGray. Sign up for my newsletter at TheBonnieGray.com. And I will see you next time. May God bless you. Remember, you're loved and you're cherished. Just rest.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, a production of lifeaudio.com and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to your favorite podcast app and leave us a review. It really does help people find us. To learn more about Bonnie Gray or to check out any of the resources she mentioned in this episode, just head over to her website, thebonniegray.com, or check out our show notes. This episode was produced by me, Kelly Givens, and edited by Steven Sanders. A special thanks to our executive producer, Stephen McGarvey. For more Faith Toolkit podcasts, head over to lifeaudio.com.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. It's another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Meet Gagillionaire Terry. While his love of streaming horror movies has him constantly on the edge of his seat, his internet bill won't give him a scare.
Oh, don't go in there. I'm telling you.
Because since Terry upgraded to AT&T Fiber with hyper gig speeds, he doesn't worry about data caps or equipment fees.
Come on, man. The door's open for a reason.
And best yet, he also doesn't stress about a price increase at 12 months. Because with the amazing Gagillionaire lifestyle comes an exquisite sense of tranquility. Most of the time. Live like a Gagillionaire. Get straightforward pricing with AT&T Fiber. Internet that upgrades everything. No data caps, no equipment fees, and no price increase at 12 months.
Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone.
My name's Carly Mercouillier. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.